Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So we're like 8 days. 8 days, is it? 8 days away from the presidential election, November the 6th?
Yeah. 7 days, isn't it?
7 days away from, yeah, because it's Tuesday. It's next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, hundreds of thousands, possibly, obviously millions, are voting across the United States in early voting. This weekend, I believe that the presidential candidate, Governor Mitt Romney, came to the Gulf Coast, the Emerald Coast, and was speaking. I think the last person that came down for President Obama was Michelle Obama, came to the Emerald Coast as well to talk. And man, we're like 7 days away. 7 days away. If you have not yet begin to look at your ballot, you can go online for whoever your local county is, or your city that runs your elections, and they have what sample ballots, and you can get it off online and you can begin to look at it. These ballots are long, but I know in Florida there's Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr, you know who Roseanne Barr is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bar was lower, really low.
Yeah, really low.
That she is on the ballot in Florida for president. Roseanne Barr is on the ballot in the state of Florida. She's running for president.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Insane.
Insane. And so we need to vote. You need to show up.
Please
you
vote.
Need to show up. I was talking to somebody recently, and they're looking at me like, there's no way. There's no way. And you got to read it, because there's like maybe 10 people that are actually running for, it depends on your state, but in Florida, I think maybe it's 10 that's on the ballot that are running for president, and she's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to make sure that we're values voters. We vote for values. What is God's values? We find that out in the Word of God. We want to vote for the candidate who seeks God, who knows God, who follows God's ways. And if this person doesn't know God, then we want to vote for the candidates that will allow us to continue to know God, follow God, and follow His ways. The most conducive candidate that allows us the First Amendment rights to be able to freely preach the gospel in our nation. You know, don't automatically just throw the election out with the bathwater when you don't have a Christian candidate. Remember, this is not a theocracy in America. It is a democracy and a republic form of government, a representative government, that allows us that individually have our rights to say and do whatever we feel led to do, as long as it doesn't harm someone else or, you know, take from someone else. And we don't want to give that up, because that gives us the freedom to preach the gospel of the kingdom. So if you have two people running for an office, for example, and neither one of them know God, but one of them is for the Constitution. They're constitutionalists. They believe in the founding fathers' viewpoint of the Constitution, and they are totally for, you know, the First Amendment rights, which is the government must make no laws concerning the church or religion. Mm-hmm. Or the free the gathering of people, which means you couldn't gather outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get a license before you can gather. But
right.
The First Amendment allows you to do that. And the freedom of the press is, which you're not really using it lately, but we at any moment now, if you start using this First Amendment press, we sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, right.
And start investigating our leaders, our Washington. That would be very helpful right now. But we have two candidates that don't know God, but one of them is a constitutionalist. They're good American. They have a loyalty to America. They have a history of standing with America, standing for the American people. That would be the police officer that you'd want come into your house. That they would be the soldier that you want fighting beside you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of values. You know, understand that that's who you want to, that somebody that has your values, that's who you want to be able to vote for, somebody that has your same value system, who stands for that, you know, And don't just say, oh, because, you know, this person's not a Christian. Listen, there's people that go to gatherings all over the place where the word church is on the outside of the wall.
Yeah, right.
They don't necessarily know, everybody in there don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read the letters to the church in Revelation, to the church, mind you, in Revelation, where he talks to the seven churches. There was people there who walked away from God or didn't know God in the context of that. He wasn't writing to the world. And so it's okay to vote. Go vote. Go vote and vote the most conservative vote that you can in regards to your values, that God values life. Understand this, that we have a Supreme Court that's appointed by our president, whoever our president is. So whoever's going to be president in the next 4 years is probably, they say, is going to appoint two Supreme Court justices, which right now, and hopefully will change this, they rule for life. But I don't know where all this, the root of this is, that they could be impeached at a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can actually curse the Constitution and tell people to avoid it in another nation and still be the Supreme Court justice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy when you actually swore an oath to protect and defend it. But here we are. We're 7 days away. We're a few days away. I don't know, whenever you're listening, you're 7 days away, where America is going to, and the world is leaning forward to find out which way it's going, where America's going to go. And a lot of the world's saying, "What are you doing, America? Why are you giving this up?" And I was sitting talking to a Korean War vet, and he was in Korea in 1951.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they were fighting for their freedom, and now you have North and South Korea. And American soldiers went and laid their lives down to be able to give freedom to South Korea. And so South Koreans are now going back, and they're bringing these soldiers who fought for their freedom back to South Korea to honor them. And they said they treated us like royalty. And he said, because of our age, he's 80, he said, because of our age, they had an ambulance and a police, something like a fire truck, following our bus as they took us around. But they put us in the nicest hotels.
These are American soldiers?
These are American soldiers being brought back to South Korea by South Koreans to honor them for giving them the freedom that they have and the democracy that they have today and the free enterprise that South Korea has today. And he was almost in tears because he said, this man who fought for our country, and many are today, that he's just blown away of how we're about to lose what so many people died to give us, that America's about to lose this. His name was Mr. Thompson. And I was so impressed about South Korea because they took our vision, our dream of freedom and democracy and the free enterprise and capitalism, and they took it. And now they're the ones, by the way, that's probably building your refrigerator. They're the ones building your telephone. That's where particular appliances, I can't think of their names, come from right now. But all these high-end appliances that they say are very nice, that they come from South Korea.
Oh, wow.
It's such a digital culture there. They're sort of cutting edge. They're cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the nicest, most beautiful highways and all this, that the children are getting addicted. They're getting addicted to games, like digital games, to the point where they have therapy, and like you have an alcoholic would go through Anonymous. They have like Digital Anonymous or something.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, everything is just like futuristic. Mm-hmm. And it's like we delivered to them in the 50s a freedom that we started giving up ourselves in the 50s.
That's something.
We delivered to them, to South Korea, freedom. We gave them our dream. We gave them our vision. We share with them our founding father's dream, and we fought for them to have it, and they're grateful because look what they're doing. And then we came back to our own country for them to be spit on, these soldiers to be spit on, to be criticized all the way up through Vietnam. I was talking, I had another veteran to the right side of me, and he was talking about when he came back from Vietnam, the Viet Cong, that the people spit on him, come off the plane. They said he couldn't wear your uniform because people were in the streets and rioting and all this kind of stuff. And here he was fighting for our country, fighting, trying to do the very same thing that South Korea is very grateful for. And Americans were spitting on their fellow Americans for wearing the uniform. And this is in the 60s. So I had the 50s on one side of me and the 60s in the other, and God was speaking to me. I really believe he was. And I was like, my goodness, it makes you just want to go where people appreciate capitalism and democracy and the freedom. And South Korea, well, that's Young Yi Cho's situation that's there as well. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's amazing. Think about it. So here we are. We carried it and fought for it, for them to have it, and they took it and they ran with it, only for us to come back to watch, for him, Mr. Thomas to come back and watch America start to give it up from the 60s when all the things started happening in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And now here we are at with literally a leader that appears to be bringing in the contradiction of who we are mm-hmm. into our nation, into our country. It's just, and he's brokenhearted. He's like, we're gonna lose this thing. He said, in all of his life, he's never felt so close, you know, to losing what that everybody had fought for. Mm-hmm. And there's another particular man that's sitting with us, and he's wearing the American flag tie and those kind of stuff, but he was missing it.
Mm-hmm.
He just missed it.
Right.
And he's talking about, just vote. I was like, well, no, you need to think about it before you. But it's not just voting. It's get educated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, know what you're doing. It's not just voting.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing, do you believe in the Constitution? Do you believe in the foundation that was laid for this country? And understand, it could not happen outside of God, because God says, I'll lift a nation up and I'll take a nation down. And he decided in his infinite wisdom to lift up America and to use it as a sign to the world that if God is your God
mm-hmm.
and you have the freedom to worship God, they'll choose Jesus. They'll choose God. And then now the things have been creeping in since, you know, the 1918
mm-hmm.
and all the things that have been happening in our school systems, and we've been turning things over. It's been a gradual plan to take us down. But you know what? I believe that we can turn around. It's going to be rough, but we can turn around and we can decide this is the nation that we want to be. It's our nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's our nation. It's a nation. It's like I saw this man. He was wearing the Packers. He's wearing the Packers hat. Mm-hmm. He had a Packers jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He had Packers Froggers on, those plastic shoes or whatever, but they're like Packer Cloggers or whatever they are. You know, those plastic shoes or something mm-hmm. that Chris wears. And because I'm like, you're a Packers fan? And of course he said, yeah.
How'd you know?
And I asked him the big question. You know, the big question always is, right? Are you one of the owners? Because it's the only privately owned
yeah.
team where you can buy stock and you can own part of it. And he goes, yes, I did. He bought a part of the team. And you can decide the future of the team because you're part of the owners.
Mm-hmm.
And so America, that's how we are. You are part of the owners. If you're an American citizen, you have a dog in this race.
Mm-hmm.
You have a vote. You have a mouth. You have a constitution. You know, if you know the Lord, you got Jesus. And we can begin to stand. So you know what? We don't like what we did with it, but it is ours, so we can do a house cleaning. We can begin to say, you know, begin by God's grace, the empowerment that comes through the grace of God to say, you know, we want this once again to be known as a Christian nation. Let people kick and scream. So what? Mm-hmm. We want to be known. We have African nations right now that are standing up. I believe it was South Sudan, maybe. They stood up and says, we are going to be a Christian nation. And God begins to bless these different nations that do this. I can't tell you. I don't think it's South Sudan. But they stand up, the leader stands up, and say, we want to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, and Lord of this nation. And we can do that again, America. We can do that again. We can quit believing the lies of trying to rewrite our history, that this is actually how we were founded. They just had no idea how far man could go using an elastic interpretation of a living, breathing constitution, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, right. But we can change that again. We can grab a hold of this. The original intent of this country and the original intent of, listen, we could be the church freely in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have, I'm 7 days away. We got some choices laying before us here, and it's going to take the church doing what's right personally. But in the context of that, if we do, though, God says, I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. And this, if a turmoiled nation in Africa that's fought bloodshed, evil things that were going on in some of these nations where genocide was taking place and just factions were going on with just great murder and bloodshed. They come to the end of themselves and they say, listen, we want God to be God of this nation. We want Jesus to be known as the Lord of this nation. If they can do that, we can too.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that too. We can follow their lead and say, listen, we've sinned against you, God.
Right.
You know, we've done wrong before you. We've tried to change what was laid solidly as a foundation that's before you. And we took it, trying to make it adopt to our gods and rejecting you in our life. And so we don't want that. And not only begin to put God's name back in the courthouses, back on our money, back in our schools, but begin to literally put him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everybody would come to America and say, well, your God is God. And your Lord is Jesus Christ. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And if Benjamin Netanyahu can stand up, because we're a Judeo-Christian country, that's where we come from. That's where all of our laws come from. And if Benjamin Netanyahu can stand up and say, we know that there was a day that nations stood with us, and we could trust nations, or especially America, but now all we know that we have Christians standing for us.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be against... the Jews are not going to be against us standing up in America and saying, listen, we want to be a Judeo-Christian country. We want to honor God in our country. And we want to honor our Jewish brothers and sisters in our nation. And we want to honor our Christian brothers and sisters in the nation. And we want to honor, and within the context of our Constitution, those who are not believers to be able to say, hey, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. But don't change our constitution.
Right.
And if you want a different constitution, go find your country and draft one up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Why take this one down? You know, they got a lot of us. Like somebody says, I'm driving a Ford. Well, don't change my Ford. Don't break the letters of Ford off my car. Go buy you a Chevrolet. I mean, why are you gonna do away with our particular car?
Right.
So I just want to encourage you that we are 7 days away. I think it's very significant that 7 days away from the election, that a hurricane 1,000 miles wide named Sand,
yeah,
D, is coming our way, coming over the financial district, right there at Battery Park, right there where the Twin Towers were hit, right there where the Freedom Tower is going up, and getting our attention. And he's getting our attention to say this: if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he, God, the creator of all, who holds all things together, who loves you and has a plan for your life, will hear from heaven and heal your land.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.